This is Dr. Madeline Frank with your 1 Minute Musical radio show for March 2010. How does classical music play a part of George Bernard Shaw's life, and what instrument did he play? Shaw's mother, Lucinda Elizabeth Gurley Shaw, was a remarkable mother who gave her young son an excellent musical background and contributed to the family income by singing and giving music lessons. George learned to play the piano quite well at a young age. He was not a good student in school. Music was an integral part of his life. Throughout his life, he played the piano daily. His favorite composers were Mozart, Verdi, Wagner, and Richard Strauss. When Shaw joined his mother and sister in London in 1876, at the age of 20, his mother, sister, and Vandeleur Lee, his mother's voice teacher, gave him an allowance of £1 for the next 2 years while he studied at the Public Library and the British Museum. During this time, he began to earn his allowance by ghostwriting Vandeleur Lee's music column, which was published in the London Hornet. Shaw wrote his musical criticism under the name Corno di Bassetto. In Italian, it means basset horn. Shaw wrote short comments to book-length essays on music and criticism. His musical writings became popular because they were fair, easily understandable, and lighthearted. All of Shaw's music critiques can be read in his book, Shaw's Music. Other music criticism writers wrote pretentious reviews. George Bernard Shaw wrote, "The pianoforte is the most important of all musical instruments. Its invention was to music what the invention of the printing press was to poetry." He also said, "All my musical self-respect is based on my keen appreciation of Mozart's work." Shaw's most famous play was Pygmalion, which was adapted into the Broadway musical My Fair Lady. George Bernard Shaw was the only person to be awarded both a Nobel Prize for Literature in 1925 and an Oscar in 1938 for his contributions to literature and for his work on the film Pygmalion. When George Bernard Shaw died on November 2, 1950, the lights of Broadway were turned off in his honor.